program, Zachary Lachman, A Brief History of Zionism, and for Ilan Pape's book, 10 Myths About Israel, call us 1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. Or go online, our website, alternativeradio.org. PDFs and MP3s of this program are free of charge. Just call us 1-800-444-1977. Special thanks to Will Singer. Joe Rich is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamyan. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, reading the news today, you might not believe it, but there was a time, not long ago, in which it was acceptable to say out loud that immigration is a boon to this country, and immigrants should be welcomed and supported. Now, news media start with the premise of immigration itself as a crisis, with the only debate around how to stem or control it. That the conversation is premised on disinformation about crime and wages and the reasons U.S. workers are struggling is lost in a fog of political posturing. But immigration isn't going away, no matter who gains the White House. And children torn from parents, families sent back to dangerous places, workers' rights denied based on status, won't be any prettier a legacy, no matter who it's attached to. Journalist Nicole Foy reports on immigration and labor at ProPublica. She wrote recently about the life and death of one man, Elmer De Leon Perez, as a sort of emblem of this country's fraught, dishonest, and obscured treatment of people who come here to work and make a life. We'll hear that story this week on Counterspin. First, a look back at some recent press. after NPR came under right-wing scrutiny for supposed left-wing bias. Editor-in-Chief Edith Chapin announced the network would be adding 11 new oversight positions, including six editors for a new backstop team that will give all content, including content from member stations, a final review before it can be aired. As Julie Holler explains at fair.org, the federally funded Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB, announced its role in a recent press release that declared it was giving NPR $1.9 million in editorial enhancement funding to help the network, quote, meet the challenges of producing 24/7 news content on multiple platforms that consistently adheres to the highest standards of editorial integrity, accuracy, fairness, balance, objectivity, and transparency, and the obligation to include diverse viewpoints, close quote. Well, that language reads as a...
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. First up is a clip from MSNBC.
And now, for a moment of clarity.
Why can't the Democrats pick one or two nominees that truly jeopardize the country? Maybe it's Hegseth, maybe it's Gabbard, maybe it's Patel. Why can't they get together and draw a line somewhere and at least slow down what they've described for 9 years as a slow roll toward autocracy?
Oh, Nicole, I'm like boiling inside listening to you describe the reality of this, this political moment, because that's what it is. The thing that I find so stunning is that Democrats have never realized that this is a political moment. They think that somehow we're still playing the 1980s, you know, Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill kind of kumbaya moment. Yeah, we skirmish here and there, but in the end, we're going to have a little toast with some bourbon or some good whiskey and call it even. No, that's not what this is. Christy's exactly right. I don't understand what the DOJ is going to be arguing. You will never see what Jack Smith wrote in second volume. You will never hear it. You will never see it. Why? Because it all goes away on January 20th, you know, you've got the Senate. Yes, the number, even 56 senators being Republican, you know, you got at least two or three that you can work with and move the needle to sort of get some things done, number one. Number two, use the system. You know the rules. I mean, you watch Mitch McConnell slap you around every time he's been majority leader, just without hesitation, just go and say, no, we're not doing that. Oh, you want that appointee? Guess what? Not getting it, right? We're going to hold it up. We're going to make you pay a political price for it. And yet we're sitting here. I mean, again, I very much respect Akeem Jeffries, very much excited about his leadership, but you do not hand over the gavel and say, oh yeah, we're putting down our swords and picking up our bipartisan plowshares. They're going to shove those plowshares up your behind. That's the goal here. That's the politics. These Republicans are not designed to work with you. They have spent a generation plotting for this moment. They've spent a generation trying to upend the work that a lot of us worked very hard to put in place to try to govern. It's why we never came up to a repeal and replace solution. All we could do was the slogan, because it was enough to move the political needle the way where we wanted it.